Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. I want to welcome you to episode 291 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? If you listen closely, there actually are crickets in the background, right? We talk about, hey, that's not funny, I hear crickets. We can actually hear them because I got the window open and those are the sounds of nature, which I'm going to get into a little later. But right now, and this is very cool, I have a sponsor. That's right, the podcast now has a sponsor. We are brought to you by ExpressVPN. Now, a VPN, if you're not familiar with it, is all about internet privacy. Why do you need privacy? Because what you look at on the internet is your business. I mean, let's be honest. You wouldn't go to the bathroom with the door open, would you? You wouldn't, would you? You're a civilized person. You don't want people just looking in. Imagine your internet service provider looking in. You certainly don't want Comcast or Verizon or Spectrum or any of these companies looking in on you, right? I'm not talking about the bathroom. I'm talking about your internet. You got to get a VPN. You have to get ExpressVPN, all right? It protects you online. It stops anyone from seeing what websites you visited, what activity you've done. You know what they use this information for. They sell it. They collect it. They sell it. You start getting the targeting ads, the targeted data. We've all been through this. ExpressVPN puts a stop to it. It creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so your online activity can't be seen. Do I use ExpressVPN? Yes, I do. I've even used it overseas because in some countries, they're just sweeping the internet all the time. You remember overseas when we used to travel? Those days are coming back. Listen, you got to get ExpressVPN. You have to maintain your internet privacy, especially now. There's a lot going on. We're chatting about a lot. You know these activities. I'm not talking about anything subversive. I'm just talking about your online activity. Keep it your online activity. It's simple. Using ExpressVPN is as easy as can be. You fire up the app. You click on one button and you are protected from spying eyes. So, if you're like me and you believe your online activity is your business, secure yourself by visiting expressvpn.com/Alonzo today. Use my exclusive link, expressvpn.com/Alonzo. And guess what? You get an extra 3 months free. That's expressvpn.com/Alonzo. Get 3 months free. Thank you. Now, let's get into the podcast. Wow. The cult will believe anything. Honestly, if they ask me what I want for Christmas, I want a cult. Okay? And you know when I mention the cult, I'm talking about these Trump followers. They're amazing. Trump had an indoor rally in Henderson, Nevada, about 5,000 people. And, I mean, why not? Right? There's no danger. Listen, if Herman Cain can tweet from the grave that it's okay, then it must be okay. And this is what I love. I hate to laugh all the time, but honestly, how can you not laugh at the level? It's a disconnect from reality. That's amazing. Okay, so Deborah Saunders from the Review Journal, Las Vegas Review Journal, is interviewing Trump after the rally. And I'm going to just read it to you, okay? She asks, "Aren't you concerned about getting COVID in an enclosed room?" He says, "No, I'm not concerned." She says, "What about people here?" He says, "I'm more concerned about how close you are." So she said, "Sorry about that." I guess she was less than 6 feet away. She stepped away. Mind you, she asks again about the proximity. What does he say? "Because you know why? I'm on a stage and that's very far away. So I'm not at all concerned." Once again, all about him. Nothing about the thousands of people in this room. She asked about them. He responded, "I'm not concerned. I'm on a stage far away from those people." Then the lies began. I'm sorry. I have to laugh because it's so easy to get these believers. So he blamed it, the indoor rally. He claimed that the governor prevented him from having an outdoor rally, even though he had an outdoor rally in Northern Nevada the night before. Yeah, he claimed the governor, Sisolak of Nevada, stopped him from having... No, the truth, he couldn't have the outdoor rally in Southern Nevada, in the Vegas area, because they wanted to have it near the airport. And the airport authority said, you can't have that gathering outdoors near the airport because it's a fucking airport. There are operations, planes flying in and out, security. You can't just invite 5,000 people to just hang out next to the runway and chat, particularly not Trump supporters, because I got a feeling a few of them might be armed. The cult will believe anything and sacrifice themselves for the cause. It is a... I want a cult for Christmas. That's all. When it comes to lying... And again, I'm at this point, I'm laughing. You can get angry, and it is anger provoking. But it's also, if you step back, it's fascinating. Now, I don't know what's going to happen in November. I don't know. I'm not buying the polls. I've told you this before. There are too many secret Trump supporters, people who are not talking about it publicly, who are going to go in there and vote for him. So saying that Biden has a 10-point lead, I hope so, but I don't believe it. But this was, and for Trump, even for Trump, he's going, listen, we're in the home stretch. He's going in above, over and above the call of duty. How about four lies in one sentence? Four lies in one tweet, okay? What he said, this was the thing on Twitter. Was Andy McCabe ever forced to pay back the $700,000 illegally given to him and his wife for his wife's political campaign by crooked Hillary Clinton while Hillary was under FBI investigation and McCabe was the head of the FBI? Okay, so that's the statement. Now, here are the falsehoods. First of all, McCabe didn't receive any donations. And second of all, the donations weren't illegal. There were donations of $675,000-some-odd that were donated to the state Senate campaign of McCabe's wife, okay, from a Democratic Political Action Committee, from a PAC. We know that's how it works. I know it's wrong. I know the progressives listening are mad, but this is how it's done. Unfortunately, we haven't achieved campaign finance reform, and this is how campaigns are financed. They get money from PACs. So, the first two lies... McCabe didn't get the money, and the $700,000 wasn't illegal. The next lie, by crooked Hillary Clinton. She's a friend of Hillary and Bill Clinton. They did not give any money to the PAC. There is no evidence that the Clintons were responsible in any way for this money or for the PAC giving money. No evidence Hillary Clinton provided political or financial support to Dr. McCabe's 2015 Senate campaign. The final line, and McCabe was head of the FBI. Well, he was not head of the FBI in 2015. He was acting director for 3 months in 2017. That's four lies in one sentence, and the cult believed every one of them. Why? Because you use those magic words, crooked Hillary. He's still pulling out crooked Hillary. 4 years, he won. This is the thing. Someone was asking me about why are Trump supporters so angry. And I think that's the funniest thing about their anger. They won. Well, they didn't win. They got the presidency. They have the Senate. They're in charge. We don't even want to go into how many judges we have now, right wing from Supreme Court on down to whoever's in charge of parking tickets. Has to be a loyal right-wing supporter. So forget all of that. And they're still angry at crooked Hillary, for God's sake. It's a cult. It is a cult at this point. And that's simply You can't. Okay. I like when the kids say that. I can't. That's what they say. That's all they had. I can't. I can't. I still can, but soon I won't be able to, at which point I can't. So you may have heard that the West Coast is on fire. From Washington, Oregon, California, you've seen pictures of the orange sky over San Francisco. I live in northern LA County. We had a weather report this past week of smoke. That's what the weather report said. If you have the weather app, you know how it tells you cloudy, sunny, whatever. It said smoke. I didn't know smoke was even a category. But yes, we had a weather day of smoke. We have unhealthy air quality for people at risk, etc. You've seen it. I don't need to explain it to you. They tried to explain it to Trump. And God bless anyone who tries to explain anything to Trump. You're not just talking to a child. You're not just talking to an ignorant person. You're talking to a willfully ignorant child who simply denies reality. And it works because he has millions of cult followers who back him up. So he came to California to talk about the fires, which in itself was absolutely amazing, because normally he would just ignore California. So he showed up and they had a panel talking to him, and it was a man named Wade Crowfoot, and he is the Secretary for Natural Resources. And he tried to explain to Trump that the weather's hotter. It's hotter in the summer. We had a temperature of 121 degrees in LA County last Sunday. It hit over 130 in Death Valley. They explained it's getting hotter outside. Even in the winter, it's getting hotter outside. Now, Trump's whole thing of forest management, and they said, listen, we're doing the best with forest management, but it also has to do with the heat. It's hot and dry, so things burn. I'm going to say that again. It's hot and dry, so things burn. So if you want to know the sex of your child, just write it down, okay? Yeah, one of these forest fires was caused by a gender reveal party. I talked about it last week. Complete fucking lunacy. But anyway, well, no, speaking of lunacy, so it's not even anyway. They explained this to Trump, and the man specifically said, quote, that science is going to be key, because if we ignore that science and sort of put our head in the sand and think it's all about vegetation management, we're not going to succeed in protecting Californians. What did Trump say? Quote, it'll start getting cooler. You just watch. Crowfoot tried again. He said, I wish science agreed with you. What does Trump say? Well, I don't think science knows, actually. Okay, so we have the Woodward article this week that showed that Trump knew how serious the coronavirus was, that Trump intentionally downplayed the coronavirus, that Trump went to press conferences in February and March and just said, it'll go away. I guess he believes in magic. You know, I thought, and evangelicals, I'm looking at you. Isn't magic some kind of sin? Didn't you guys used to burn witches for believing in magic? He believes in magic. The coronavirus, it'll just go away. Global warming, it'll just get cooler. Millions of people believe him when he says this. Listen, windmills are killing birds. Don't even ask where that comes from. But he was, yeah, in talking about alternative energy, etc., there's just birds underneath the windmill. The windmills are killing birds. So along with windmill cancer, they're killing the birds. What about global warming? It'll get cooler. What about the scientists? They don't know. That's all. Actually, they don't know. It is beyond comprehension at this point. I can't imagine what it sounds like to intelligent people all around the world. And yet, some bitch, my civil law rights say I don't need to wear a mask. And some bitch, the virus, some bitch is fake. along with the global warming, they're just fires because the Antifa is setting the fires. That them Antifa sons of bitch. Antifa is busy. Antifa is busy. Yes, in Oregon, armed vigilantes in neighborhoods stopping cars that don't look familiar. There are armed people, civilians, no training, no law enforcement, that just random assholes with guns stopping people whose cars are unfamiliar. Why? Because Antifa is sending looters following the fire. See, when there's a fire nearby, they evacuate the neighborhood, they evacuate the town. But there's a few of them that stay behind and keep their guns. Some bitch, Antifa, some sons of bitches. Of course, you say the great thing to say to them while they're protecting their freedom, my freedom, freedom, is, well, if you're against Antifa, are you pro-fascist? We've asked this question before. We've never really got an answer. That's generally when they point the gun at you. Now, stopping people whose cars are unfamiliar. There are people on my block whose cars are unfamiliar. You know why? Because you might keep your car in the garage, and we might work different hours, and I may not know what car you drive. I certainly don't know what car you drive if you live two blocks away from me, but you would still be in my neighborhood. You may have come back with a truck to save your personal belongings, which is what many of these people have done. They left, they came back to get their personal belongings, and you got some crazy son of a bitch with a gun pointing it at you. And where does all this come from? The Antifa, the vigilante. Where else did we see a vigilante? Oh, yeah. Back in Wisconsin, the one who killed two people. Where was he hanging out? At a Trump rally. You can trace this shit directly to Trump and his cult, okay? These vigilante, and someone pointed this out to me, and I will take this as good advice. They said, don't call these gangs militias. They're gangs. They said a militia is organized by the state and legal, even though these people are state-sponsored repeatedly. We see the police helping them out and offering them more and stuff. But I was corrected. They said, don't call them a militia. Call them what they are, a gang. Apparently, this came from Trevor Noah and many others, that you have a group of people with guns intimidating other people. That's a gang. So these gangs are claiming that Antifa is headed to their neighborhood, and they're pointing their guns at people for driving unfamiliar vehicles. I love cars. I recognize cars. I see cars all the time. I'm like one of them kids who, I still have that kid thing. When I was a kid, you spotted cars. When a cool car went by, you noticed. It might be a Corvette or a, you know, back in the day, back in the 70s, some bomb-ass Cadillac, and forget it if it was a foreign car like a BMW or something, because you didn't see those too often. We'd spot them. We loved them. But there were still unfamiliar cars in the neighborhood. We didn't pull guns on them. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And while I'm on the topic of cars, and there's one real topic I want to get to, but let's talk about this, because I was talking about this on a friend's podcast I did last week about motorcycles. Hey everybody, let's slow down. People are driving crazy. I've talked about this before. In LA, we tend to drive fast. When you go to, I know that because when I leave LA, you know, I generally am driving faster than the population. Speaking of Oregon, God bless them, but they observe, you drive in Portland, they observe the speed limit. It's the most frustrating thing in the world. Listen, California, LA, normally, if there's no traffic, we give ourselves a 10 to 20 mile an hour curve. 65, well, that's a recommendation. But I'm going to go ahead and do 70, 75. I can't tell you how many times I've been on the freeway doing 80, 85 miles an hour and passed by a Camry or a Corolla or a Buick on three bald tires or a minivan. Pass like I'm standing still. They're doing well over 100 miles an hour. And it's not just me imagining it. In Vermont, 43 traffic fatalities through August. That's up from 21 the same time last year. So that's one more than double. In California here, more than 15,000 tickets from mid-March through August for speeds exceeding 100 miles an hour. That's a 100% increase over the same time last year. 100% increase. Sorry, that's my phone. You see, my phone even has an engine. 100% increase in tickets over 100 miles an hour. Now you can say, Alonzo, have you done over 100 miles an hour? Yes, I have. I'm not going to lie. I've done it. I haven't done it in traffic. You know, it's somewhere on a lonely road away. I've done it in cars that are kind of designed to go that fast. Porsches and BMWs, Mercedes, cars that are designed. I'm not bragging or anything. I'm car stupid. You know that. You know that. But these are cars made to go that fast. And I'm not being a car snob. I'm saying you probably didn't check your tires. I'm saying that don't do 100 miles an hour when there's people around other cars. We see these accidents. Again, I know the Trump cult doesn't believe in science. I believe in science. Physics will tell you when an object weighing 4,000 to 5,000 pounds is doing 100 miles an hour, you're going to have a lot of force on impact. So please, slow down. Please. Jeez, it's getting crazy out here. And we see it, the street racing and the this and the that. But it's just ordinary people, man. It's just ordinary people. Suddenly there's no traffic. I can drive as fast as I want. No, you can't. No, you can't. There aren't enough cops writing tickets. And I'm not big on cops pulling people over for random. That's a whole... We could do a talk just about that, so I'm not going to go into that. I'm just going to ask you, slow down just a little. So, here's the real topic this week, because this is real, and it's serious, and it is fucking horrible. Two sheriff's deputies were ambushed in Compton, California. They were in their police car. Some guy walked by on the passenger side, you know, just walking by, then pulls out a gun, shoots both of them. Fortunately, it appears they will both live. Nobody's encouraging or wants this behavior. This has nothing to do with Black Lives Matter or Antifa. Yeah, we know they're all going to blame it on that, but that's all bullshit, okay? Nobody's saying, go kill cops. This is real. This is real. But... No, there's not even a but. In the aftermath, I'm not saying but, I'm saying in the aftermath, the bullshit starts, okay? The horrible bullshit is any protesters, any people going down to the hospital and saying good for them or they should die. Yeah, fuck you, you're wrong. They shouldn't. These are just two cops sitting in their car. They should not die for being cops, okay? So that's wrong. The sheriff's department was arresting one of these people, a reporter from KPCC, and I happen to know KPCC because they're a LA NPR affiliate, and you know I do stuff with NPR. A reporter from KPCC heard the commotion, got out of her car, went over to video it with her phone, being a reporter. The police said, stay back. She stepped back. She said, I'm with the press. I'm with KPCC. At which point they slapped the phone out of her hand, tackled her to the ground, arrested her, etc., etc. There's a video that the first part of the video is her recording the arrest, but the second part of the video shows her identifying herself as a reporter. Okay, which video do you think the sheriff's department's putting out? Also, Villanueva, the sheriff of Los Angeles County, and I call bullshit on this, they've raised $175,000 in reward money for the people who shot these two deputies. And he's calling on LeBron James to match that. You talk about cops, you should match it. This is a bullshit move, okay? Now, so far, I'm doing this Tuesday night. It's Monday night. The request was just made. There hasn't been a response from LeBron as yet. And I don't know what it'll be. I wouldn't be surprised if he does match it. But, Sheriff, you didn't arrest your guys for shooting the security guard. You didn't arrest them the next day. You're not responsible to LeBron James for all of the abuse that comes from the sheriff's department toward black and brown people? Why is he responsible to you for this shooting? Why is he personally responsible to you to put up money for this shooting when you will not answer to him for all the misdeeds in your department, for all the abuse, for beating up this woman reporter the day after? You didn't call LeBron and say, hey, LeBron, by the way, those cops that beat up the reporter, yeah, they kicked him off the force and arrested him. So, no, this is not LeBron James' responsibility. Now, again, I think he probably will, because LeBron steps up in cases like this to a level. Candace Owens said it's his fault, and Candace Owens should shut the fuck up. Fuck Candace Owens. She's not even worthy of a response. But the sheriff, this is a bullshit. This is a trap. It's a trap for LeBron, okay? If you're not going to be responsible to him for the behavior of your department, then don't hold him responsible for the behavior of some random shooter. Okay? That's all I'm saying. Do I want the shooter caught? Absolutely. Will LeBron or other ball players, whatever, put money in a fund for the reward leading to the capture? I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if he did, but I don't know. But to call him out directly as if he's somehow responsible with everything he's already done, you know, the LeBron haters, fuck all of you, okay? With everything that he's already done regarding putting up money to get poll workers the fight to get Dodger Stadium and Staples Center here in L.A. opened as polling centers where people could vote, opening a school, etc. The list is endless as to what he's done. To somehow hold him responsible for a random ambush, you don't hold Trump responsible. Nobody's holding Trump responsible for the crazy shooter in Kenosha, even though he was at a rally. Okay, so it's a trap, it's bullshit, and I think it's wrong. I'm done. Sorry. I say sorry because I don't know how much emotion I should put into this, but I definitely will call bullshit on that. And the sheriff, there are so many problems in the sheriff's department. It's been shown that there are actual gangs in the sheriff's department in Compton. Literally, they're gangs. They're just like street gangs. You get jumped in, you have a tattoo, et cetera, et cetera. The sheriff has done nothing about that. Done nothing about that. Yet somehow LeBron should be held responsible for this random ambush. Fuck off, Alex Villanueva. You're wrong. LeBron will probably take the high road because he is a better man than me. He's also a much better basketball player than me. Really, he's better than all of us in basketball. God, the Clippers could use him. My Clippers, up 3-1. It is now tied 3-3 going to game 7. Disappointment, here we come. I got to tell you, okay. I do the occasional voiceover. A lot of people like my voice. People who listen to this podcast have said, Alonzo, you have a great voice. Why don't you do voiceovers? I get to work in the jazz world. They're like, man, you got that smooth jazz voice. Coming up, this next cut is from Marcus Miller. How about a little Gregory Porter for romance? Yeah, I could do it. I could do it. You know what I didn't get to do? I didn't get to say, I am Groot. I am Groot. I love this story. I love this story. And I know this is a big shift from ambushing police, but what are you going to do? This is my podcast and I'm talking. If you've seen a movie called Guardians of the Galaxy, it is a Marvel Universe movie. Marvel, you know, Spider-Man, Thor, the Avengers, the whole bit. Guardians of the Galaxy are just that. This random group of misfits that travel the galaxy and their adventure. It's fun. Groot is a character. Groot is basically a living tree. He's a tree. He has all kind of strength. He can grow and stretch. He's voiced by Vin Diesel. And the thing about Groot is the only three words he can say is, I am Groot. And he says it differently in different situations. He might be angry. I am Groot. Or sad. I am Groot. Etc. You see what I just did? I just did two versions. Vin Diesel got paid $54 million to say, "I am Groot" in Guardians of the Galaxy 2. $54 million. Now, I ain't mad at him at all. Honestly, good for him. I mean that. I'm not mad. I'm just saying, Marvel, I could have done it for $50 million. You know what? My agent, we'd have gone cheap. Even $40 million, I'd have thrown it to you. Now, they're explaining that because of the emotions behind saying "I am Groot," that Vin Diesel might have had to say it 500 times to get it right. Hundreds of times to get each line right. And they would have the script and it would say "I am Groot" on the left, which is really funny that they had to write it each time on the left. And then a paragraph on the right about the scene and the emotion. So he would say it with that emotion. And he said this was acting and it took a lot. No, Vin. Justifying the $54 million is acting, all right? Just say you got a great payday and acting is a great job. And again, I ain't mad at you. Good for you. Imagine how much it would have cost for The Rock to say it. If Vin Diesel got $54 million, The Rock, it would have been a $100 million gig. There's no point to me talking about this other than, wow. Wow. How much is Safe Driver Save 40% making? You seen Safe Driver Save 40%? He's at a restaurant getting a burger. That's Safe Driver Save 40%. I love those things. I do voiceovers on occasion. I've done numerous video games. I get a lot of monsters in video games and stuff like that. I audition a ton. But man, $54 million for I Am Groot. God bless you, Mr. Diesel. I'm sorry. He already has. Hey, people. Be safe out there. Be nice to each other. Be careful. Don't light fires to reveal the gender of your child or your grandchild. Slow down on the freeway and let's try not to kill each other. Let's try not to. Watch out for Antifa. Them Antifas. Some bitch. Antifas is everywhere and I think I found the some bitches hanging out in windmills killing birds or something. Some bitch. I don't know. Keep laughing. They'll wonder what you're up to. I had a great time this past weekend. I was in Escondido, which is just outside of San Diego. I did my first outdoor drive-in show. I don't know if any of you listeners were there, but it was a great time. Thank you. Thank you all for supporting comedy on any level, whether it be outdoor or Zooms or podcasts or whatever. We're trying. I ran into some comics. We did a virtual roast last night through Instagram Live. We're trying to be creative. We're looking for ways to work, and I appreciate the support. Unfortunately, Lexington, Kentucky has been canceled. That was going to be my first weekend in October, so that's not going to be happening. But I'm still trying, and you guys are still listening. Who's paying attention? You are. Listen, things are really tough right now. Don't give up. Take a break. Give yourself a moment to relax. Find something fun to do. But whatever you do, don't give up. We can't let the cult win.